How are we doing today, good people? All right. It's your man, Sir Earl, coming at you again. Today is Sunday, August the 9th. A month of flying past. Before we know it, it will be in a new year. Once again, like I said, I want to give some thanks to United Kingdom, London, South Africa, France, Paris, Wales, Australia. They really have been tuning in a lot lately, doing a lot of downloads. Where there's a significant amount of downloads, so it shows that people are listening to it. I want to say thanks. I really, really appreciate it. It's what gives me the motivation to keep coming at you week after week. We had a show last week that talked about people not pursuing their happiness, and I got a lot of feedback on it. I had people that clients from my club that listened to it, that came to me and was like, hey, look, you know, I need some advice. So I really appreciate that. I try to utilize this gift, this avenue, this venue to help educate and inspire people to live their life, because I just see so many people are doing things that just doesn't make them happy. So happiness is a choice. You have to decide that you are going to do the things in life that make you happy. So that's going to lead into my segment for today, which I have been noticing. I get a lot of people come to me for advice in owning their own business. That seems to be the new sexy of the 2000s, is to be your own boss, be your own entrepreneur. They say 87% of the people that are working hate their jobs. That's 9 out of 10. That's a lot of people that don't like their jobs. So, you know I worked a job for years before I opened up my own business. I didn't even know my own business first. I started being a trainer. But I worked a job as an auto mechanic, which this is no disrespect to any auto mechanics, but it was a job that I hated. It wasn't for me. But the money was very good. I made a lot of money working on cars. But the happiness that I have been privileged to receive every day for the last 30 years that I've been self-employed, has been nothing short of miraculous. It's a whole nother ball game. This is what people need to understand when they talk about starting a business. It comes with its ups and downs. And it's never been the ups that broke people. It's always the downs, and it comes with a lot of downs. There's a lot of things come with it. So it's like you're responsible for you. If you don't kill, you don't eat. And what I get that's so alarming to me is that in this age, in the 2000s, we have a lot of people that entrepreneurship, working for yourself, is the new sexy. Everybody feels that I hate my job, so I'm gonna start my own business. Well, it's a lot more complicated than that. And as I talk to people, they seek advice from me. And I will always tell you, it's always amazing to me that, let's take physical fitness, for example. My wife is the number 2 figure competitor in the world right now. And she came from an overweight mother of 3 to achieve that, which is a huge accomplishment. But people will go to a out of shape trainer or a boot camp to seek their advice when you have someone that's living everyday proof right there in front of you. But you think that this fat, well, I got in trouble for calling people fat, but you think this overweight, flabby person, because they dropped 10 pounds, you will follow what they say before you follow what somebody has endured the whole journey, from losing weight to toning up to getting in shape to being on stage being judged by professional judges. Maybe you don't want to take it that far, but trust me, if she could go from 1 to 10, she could take you from 1 to 4. And I find that in business is that I talk to people and they'll ask me my advice on business, and inevitably, and that's why 90%+ of the businesses go out of business within the first couple of years, is that everyone thinks they're smarter than you. Everybody has a plan. I've had people to come to me and say, hey, I'm going to talk to as many people as I can. That way I don't make any mistakes and there's no chance of me failing. You'll fail probably faster than anybody else. Or they'll say, I'm going to have enough money, to make sure I don't fail anything, which I've known people that have started in business that were smarter, more handsome, more money, more everything than me, and yet they didn't last. So all of these things, I'm going to work my job. I'm going to buy everything out of pocket. I'm not going to have any debt. All these plans that you have for business, you think you're the first one to think them up? No, you're not. And it didn't work for them. Chances are it's not going to work for you. Most people that come to you for advice on business, they have a ulterior plan. And when you have an ulterior plan, you are going to fail. It's just that simple. It's not going to work. Everybody, you try to think of everything that could go wrong when business is a take it day by day. Things come at you out of the blue that you had no idea would happen, and you have to be able to adjust. The one thing that I found in all business people that they have in common is that they have a mindset that no matter what, I'm not going to fail. I'm going to meet every challenge. I'm going to do what I have to do to remain in business. So if people are coming to me as a business owner with a different attitude than that, then I'm never going to give up. Any other plan you got, I've seen it a million times and it don't work. You know, I hate my job, so I'm going to start my own business. I'm going to make a lot of money and set my own hours. It don't work that way. You're the last person to get paid and your hours are 24/7 by 365. So when you work an 8-hour job, you're guaranteed a paycheck, and that's best for some people. So, you know, people try to look for what business is going to make the most money. You will never last in a business because it pays well. You have to find something that you love doing. So when the winds blow and the tough times come, the love and the passion that you have for what you do will sustain, hopefully sustain you and get you through. It has to be a love for what you do. You can't just open up something because you think, hey, this is the market. I know people that buy into real estate. I've tried to tell them and they never listen. And I know some people that make outstanding money with real estate. And I know some that lose their asses in real estate. It all has to do with the love that you have for it. And the experience and the knowledge. And people think, oh, well, it's a safe thing to do. I'm going to keep my job and I'm going to own some real estate. Yeah, okay, you buy a building. What, maybe you make a couple of $1,000 a year if nothing goes wrong. And what is the likelihood of having any type of home or building that nothing, water heater, roof, nothing goes electrical, nothing goes wrong over the course of a year? It's highly unlikely that it's going to happen that way. So it's, you know, I don't know because I'm that big into real estate. It's not a game that I know. I know personal training, and that's why I started my personal training studio over 30 years ago with the average lifespan of any type of studio like that lasting 3, maybe 5 years before they go under. I've been doing this for 25 years, which enabled me to continue going and open up a second facility, which is different from the first. It's not the same thing. It's an open gym. So it led me to know enough to know I can make that work. And it's been a lot of work. We ain't even open yet, but it's been just an enormous amount of work. And that's another thing. People they don't want to sacrifice. They want everything that they want, but they don't want to give up nothing in return. And I will tell you firsthand, without a sacrifice, your chances of making it, you know, you can't be going on vacations. When you're not at your business, no one's going to run your business like you. They don't have the same skin in the game as you do. So vacations and time with friends and partying and drinking, if you want to be successful, those things have got to come to an end. You've got to be focused on the business that you started. And if you're not, it's not going to work. So people think, hey, I can do that. You can. I mean, you can do all those things. But what you have, when you go on a vacation for 5 days, okay, first off, your business is not functioning at its capacity for 5 days. You're spending money on the vacation. You're not at your business. And then a guy like me, I'm going to rip you a new asshole because the 5 days that you're relaxing, I'm working. So that's 5 days ahead of you that you didn't get. Then you come back. It takes you 2-3 days to get back in the groove. So that's 8 days that I didn't been ripping you a new one. Not including, and you do that over 2-3 years, I'm so far ahead, or someone like me who is focused and dedicated to their business, which could be the same business that you offer, are so far ahead, you're never going to catch them up. And they're going to put you out of business. You know, you have to outwork everybody. They always say in your space, I believe you outwork everybody, period. And some people may think that that's pretty extreme and all that, you know, it just sounds good that he's saying all that. No, that's the truth. You have to work extremely, extremely hard. Hard could mean being there more hours. It could mean making adjustments for the future so your business model don't get outdated, which is the number one of the reasons why people go under. So even when I'm not at work, I'm reading, I'm enriching my mind, I'm learning. You know, when I sit at home and I don't watch stupid ass TV, I'm watching documentaries, I'm reading stories about business owners and successful people, because I'm picking up clues of what I have to do to be in that same position. So my mind is locked on the success of my business 24/7, 365. If yours is any less, if you happen to be in my line of business, I am going to beat you, and I'm going to beat you bad. And there's somebody in every industry, I don't care which one it is, that think just like I do. They're happy you're going on vacation because it gives them a week of taking your customers and kicking your ass and getting further ahead. So they're happy you take time off. They're happy you take vacation. They're happy you take weekends off because that gives them a chance to get ahead of you. And I've had people start in my space that definitely started with more things than me, because I started with nothing. I took cash advances off my credit cards and wound up filing bankruptcy to get my first place open. But yet I've been in this industry 30 years, and I know people that have started out with a lot more than me, education, money, connections, ties, all those things, and they could last 3 years. So what does that tell you? I believe my method of just hard ass work works pretty well. So, you know, and as I said, I'm not the only one. There's somebody in every field that wants to be number one. And that's the goal. So if you're getting in it to try to make a couple of bucks because it sounds good to say you're your own boss, you're going to get your ass handed to you. You know, I've seen it too many times. So I am a definitely believer in entrepreneurship, but I'm also a believer in working for people. I'm a believer that maybe you should go to the service. I believe every individual needs to search within themselves and figure out what it is that's going to make their life happy. So for me, having control over my future and what I do in life worked best for me. But it came with a lot of sacrifice, a lot of losses. I believe that that was one of the leading causes of my divorce. I believe that's one of the leading causes of why I'm not close with my family. That come, you know, leads to why I don't have a lot of friends. It, because I don't do the things that they do. I work. I'm happy doing it. They may think, oh, well, why he don't do nothing except work. But I'm happy doing it. And my happiness is all that counts to me because I am responsible for my own happiness. So the advice that I would give anybody is go deep within, look inside yourself and figure out what it is that you need to do. Okay, well, my husband's not going to like this. My wife's going to like this. My mom's not going to like this. Who cares? Do what you have to do for you. And once you decide what works for you, never, ever, ever give up. That's in anything, school, work, business, whatever. I'm speaking strictly upon entrepreneurship now because that's what I know. I didn't go to school. I didn't finish high school. I didn't finish college. So I don't know those things. But if that's what works for you, and that's what you're trying to pursue, try to become number one at it. Pursue it with a passion. Work hard. When everybody's sleeping, you're working. When they're going on vacation, you're working. When they're working, you're working. That's the only way you're going to accomplish anything at any level. So until next time, that's just my advice on hard work and entrepreneurship. And until next week, it's your man, Sir Earl, and I'm checking out of here. All right, y'all have a great day. Take care of yourself. Be healthy. Watch the damn coronavirus. And I'll check you guys next week. Continue to listen to the podcast and download it. Watch it on my other media social media platforms. And I will continue to try to encourage and motivate and inspire people. All right. So until next week, this is your man, Sir Earl, and I'm out. Peace.